This is Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. Welcome back to the Dog Days of Advent. What's the Dog Days of Advent? Well, it's a quirky little cousin of the Dog Days of Podcasting, except in December, we're maybe not so strict. Some of us do 24 days, some of us do 12, and some of us just post here and there. You can find the link to the Mondo feed with everyone's posts at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Day 10. Ribbon. Snow began to fall. The soft kind, lazy flakes drifting past the window in slow spirals, settling on the porch rail like they were testing the temperature before committing. Inside, the living room was a small explosion of wrapping paper, gift bags, cardboard tubes, and the unmistakable evergreen smell of the tree that was just slightly too big for the room. "Hold right there, sweetheart," she said, guiding her daughter's tiny index finger to the center of the box. "No, right there. That's perfect. Don't move." The little girl, all bright eyes and crooked pigtails, leaned forward earnestly, pressing her finger down as if the fate of the entire holiday season depended on it. "Is it tight enough?" "It will be," the mother murmured, looping the ribbon around the box and pulling the end snug. She tied the knot fast and neat, hands working automatically, muscle memory from hundreds of December nights like this one. She reached for the scissors and slid the blade along the ribbon's edge, pulling gently until the tail sprang into a perfect curl. Her daughter gasped like it was magic. "How did you do that?"
"Practice," she said, "and a little bit of luck." But really, it wasn't either. It was imitation.
Her mother's voice rose up in her mind, soft and warm and carrying the cinnamon scent of the kitchen from decades ago. "Put your finger right there, sweetie." She could still feel her own small hand steadying the ribbon, the same way her daughter was doing now. She hadn't thought about that moment in years, not really, but suddenly it was clear as the afternoon it happened. She smiled, not meaning to.
"Are you thinking about Grandma?" her daughter asked.
She blinked.
"How did you know?"
"You've got the remembering face."
"Well," she said, smoothing the curl of ribbon, "Grandma used to teach me how to wrap presents just like this. She let me hold the ribbon down so she could tie the knots, and she always made the curls look perfect."
Her daughter traced the ribbon with one fingertip. "Is this how she did it?"
"Yes," she said. "Exactly like this." They worked through the rest of the gifts together, some lumpy, some crooked, some surprisingly tidy, all of them full of the kind of love that doesn't need to be told what to do. The snow thickened outside, turning the streetlights hazy and soft, making the whole world look quieter than it really was. By the time they finished, the little girl was yawning hard enough to squeak.
"Okay, Ribbonsmith," the mother said.
"Bedtime."
"Can I wear the sparkly ones tomorrow?" the girl asked, pointing to the leftover curls. "Pink, gold, silver, and one bright green."
"We'll see." But the next morning, when the pigtails were brushed and newly elasticed and bouncing with that particular energy only small children have on Christmas, she tied one silver curl around the left elastic and one green curl around the right. Her daughter looked up at her reflection, surprised delight blooming across her face. "I look like a present!" The thought rose instantly, fierce and tender.
"You are my present."
"You look perfect," she said instead. She opened the curtains a little wider, letting the pale morning light in. The house felt different somehow. Familiar, new again, both things at once. In the quiet between footsteps and excitement, she felt something soften, something settle. Thanks for listening. Remember that you can find all my stuff at patreon.com/bathtubmermaid and bathtubmermaid.com, which also hosts full credits and show notes.